Hey, thank you for engaging with my posts. This is Dr. Randy Anita Rutledge, and I'm the online adjunct. First of all, I want to apologize for anyone that has taken advantage of you. If you purchased a coaching program, whether it was $100 or $10,000, it was your hard-earned money, and no one has the right to take advantage of you. You were buying hope. And sometimes hope comes in the form of someone taking advantage of you. They know you have a pain in your business. They know you have a roadblock, and you're trying to find a way to solve these problems. And so they message you with slick copy and promises to make you believe, in which you will because you want to believe, that this is the answer to your issue. What I want you to know is, before you buy any coaching program, you should always take stock of your current skills, knowledge, and abilities. If you're buying a high-ticket coaching program, you want to make sure that you have the level of expertise or knowledge, and most importantly, that you're not a beginner. Because if you are, you're going to struggle in that program trying to find out where you should be, what you should be doing, especially since most of these programs don't have a bona fide process. Why do I say that? Because I've bought some of these programs myself, and I did it as an observation to get a study to figure out, why are some of the clients that I'm dealing with coming to me with issues and problems about other programs that they purchase? What I found out is that as adult learners, most of these programs don't have the type of tactics that and things that you need to get you from A to B. What do I mean by that? They don't have a surefire process, these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 steps, and then a way to apply it through activities or videos, and then a way for you to try it in the audience so that you can gain the expertise that you need. And you can try it and see where the issues are. And more than that, they typically don't come with one-on-one coaching. Sure, you'll be in a Facebook and they'll tell you to ask the right questions, but you don't even know what questions to ask. So I want you to know that there's a way that you can take stock of your skills and abilities and match them to the promises that these programs are saying they're going to deliver. And when you go through that, you'll be able to see where your strengths are and, more importantly, where your weaknesses are. And before you purchase any high-ticket item again, or counseling or coaching program, you'll know whether or not you should do this or not. And that's going to save you pain and money. But on the other hand, how do you get what you need so that you can move from making no money to making money? You got to have a strategy. And that's the biggest thing. You need a strategy. And also, nothing happens quickly. You need some time. So I hope this gives you some insight into the things that you need to be doing before you purchase any coaching program, because most of them don't give you money back when you sign the contract. Okay? Take care of yourself. Happy New Year.